Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Rausch. Today, we are talking to Stein Larsson, the CEO of Norexico ASA. How long has Norexico been in business?
First of all, Steve, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. Well, we started making the first plans of making Norexico back in 2012. And we got the license as an exchange in 2014. And I believe we had the first transaction in 2016. I will, however, say that the journey from kind of scribbling some plans down on a piece of paper to having a fully equipped exchange with international coverage, it's been really interesting, and it's been also a very challenging experience.
Can you give us a brief explanation of your mission?
Yeah, of course. The mission of our company is to deliver a solution to the pulp and paper industry to manage their price risk. And then they can be able to increase business predictability. Our work has from the very beginning focused on the needs of the industry. How can a pulp mill or a paper producer in the best possible way protect itself against price volatility? When you run a big company, you have to decide how much risk are you willing to take on. And the levels above that, you should get rid of it. And one effective way of doing so is to buy or sell futures on an exchange.
Well, what is the profile of your typical customer?
It's really hard to say, but if I may, I would categorize them in four different categories. First of all, and maybe the most important in order to make an exchange, would be the industry. And it would typically, in our case, be pulpwood mill or a paper maker, and also companies further out in the value chain, such as fast consumer goods companies, would also be within the scope. The second category, I would say, would be traders. That could be international trading companies doing the physical commodity itself, but these companies are also taking positions in financial instruments, such as futures. These trading companies may also use futures as a service towards their clients, not only buy or sell on their own book, but on behalf of clients. Then I would say the third category would be banks. Banks, they typically make commodity futures available for their customers again, both for hedging and for, of course, taking on positions for speculation. And the last and fourth category, I would say, would be commodity funds, hedge funds. We can really see an increased interest from funds aiming to include more green instruments into their portfolios. And pulp and paper products fit very naturally into such a purpose.
This whole concept may be new to your prospects and customers. What types of educational tools do you offer them?
That is a good question, and you are very right. This is new to a lot of companies, and we find conservatism, we find low competence, and a bit of reluctance sometimes to implement price risk management into the business. And education is then really a key element to get companies started. First of all, I think the most important thing is that we offer one-to-one sessions, helping companies to understand, helping them to getting set up and ready to use the Norexico solutions. Once a year, we also offer participation in a risk management seminar. Normally, we have it in Oslo, Europe. We also have maybe two, three times a year, we have free participation in webinars where we raise different topics related to risk management, and it's also complimentary. And lastly, we do different presentations on different seminars around the world. We also are in contact with different advising companies, advisors, and companies that are offering risk management tools that may you may connect these the industry to these kind of advisors as well, if they are interested.
Do you take actual delivery of pulp?
Well, there is no physical delivery involved when you do transactions at Norexico. We are 100% cash settled. So if you do a contract at Norexico today, let's say Q3 2023, the contract will be then settled against the index value for that contract in Q3 2023. So I would say that the effects of doing a futures contract with physical delivery or financial settlement like we have are just the same. You lock in the price today for a delivery on the contract sometime in the future.
Now, your website says you are a regulated commodity exchange. What are the mechanisms of the regulations?
Well, the main objective of the regulations, to express it in a simple way, I would say, is to secure that nobody gets screwed. And, of course, to keep the counterparty risks at a low level. Norexico, we are under supervision of the Norwegian FSA, and our license is passported then throughout Europe and to other markets that we address. When it comes to USA, and your listeners would mainly be from USA, a company would need to have access through one of the banks that have the necessary exemptions. And we would guide a company that would be interested with base in North America to one of those banks in a one-to-one dialogue. The regulations, they make sure that we, as an exchange, follow the rules of transparency, porting, anonymity, and equal conditions for all market participants. The exchange setup is a very standardized thing across the world. And without going into details, the mechanism of mark-to-market pricing every day, clearing performed in a structure with large international banks, the counterparty risk and the handling risk is kept at a very low level.
So how is pricing set on the buy and sell sides?
Well, the prices are set by the market participants. You have buyers and you have offers, and then you have bids and you have offers. And at the end of the day, we as an exchange are setting the closing price based on the last trade or on the midpoint between a bid and the ask. And as an exchange, prices are 100% transparent and available for all market participants. Who are behind the prices is, however, never disclosed.
Now, it appears that there are considerable funds and risks involved in your business. Can you describe Norexico's financial and legal backing?
A good question, but it's actually the opposite of the implication of your question. As I said, exchanges are highly regulated entities with daily mark-to-market and clearing of transactions. All market participants on the exchange open a clearing account with a clearing bank. So the counterparty risk is then taken over by that bank and by the clearinghouse, which in our case is European Commodity Clearing. And the European Commodity Clearing is part of the Deutsche Börse system and is a clearinghouse for 8 different exchanges, very solid structure. So with this structure, the counterparty risk is held at a very low level, and it actually brings security to all market participants.
How do customers communicate with Norexico, and how do they confirm trades?
Well, we have a web-based trading platform, so the market is within a second updated on any activity on the marketplace. Norexico prices are also available on Refinitiv or through our website and through brokers and some other channels. We also have a service desk to assist customers on phone or email if they would like it, like to have that kind of contact.
Why, thank you. And today we've been talking to Stein Larsen, the CEO of Norexico, on Pulp and Paper Radio International. One last question. How do people get in touch with you?
I think the best and the least complicated way is to go to our website, norexico.com, and the banner contact. Do not hesitate. We will assist you immediately, so please do so.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.